How do I buy tickets for that show? Where is the closest restaurant with a view? My kids are with me. Is there an age restriction for that attraction?
These are just some of the questions that the new Vegas Near Me app will answer for you. Vegas Near Me quite literally takes the guesswork out of planning your next Las Vegas trip. It is so helpful.
With constantly updated information, business hours, menus, ticket prices, parking costs, Vegas Near Me is a one-stop shop.
It really is. And here's the deal. It's free and you don't have to sign up, become a member. It is simple. Download Vegas Near Me today from the Apple App Store or from Google Play. If it's fun to do or see, it's on Vegas Near Me. It's episode 194 of Vegas Revealed. Kylie Minogue debuted her Vegas residency to rave reviews, but what about the venue where she performs? Find out what we're hearing.
The Formula One kickoff event has added even more stars. A new food hall is set to replace what was once the best buffet in Vegas. Mm. And the brunch dish that Dana says is one of the best things she has ever eaten.
Plus, a new hotel casino delays its opening day. And Gordon Ramsay is on the strip again filming a new show.
All that and more this week on Vegas Revealed.
Let's spin that wheel. Welcome, everyone, to episode 194 of Vegas Revealed. We're happy to be here for another week. Dana Roselli here, along with Sean McAllister.
And you know how we always talk about, Dana, that the it's great here all winter long and the mild temperatures and everything? Well, we've really started to turn the natural AC on outside.
I know.
It's starting to really cool down.
It was like 84 on Monday, and then this breeze came in, and things have cooled down, you know? But it's always so warm in the sun, no matter what.
That's true.
I feel like the days, it's like you think it's going to be chilly, then you go out, and you're in the sun, and you're like, ah, sunglasses on, it's bright, you start to heat up. So, you know, it's a mix.
But you can tell it's fall, for sure.
Yeah. Hey, listen, we are excited for Durango Casino Resort to open, and we've talked about this in the last few podcasts, that they were going to open November 20th, and they were taking reservations, but they have since announced that they are delaying the opening until December 5th. So we wanted everyone to know, just in case you heard from us and you booked something, they're going to take care of you. And you know, Sean, I'm not too hurt about the delay personally. I feel like I want them to get things right. And it's such a busy time in Las Vegas. I mean, get it right.
I completely agree.
Yeah.
Because when you open a project of that size, you know, any delay in shipments or any, I mean, there's a lot of logistical things that you could be like, oh my gosh, we can't open without that.
Yeah.
And you want to open the right way. So Durango is going to do that. And I mean, moving away from F1 weekend isn't the worst thing in the world either.
No, because that'll be just wrapping up, you know, and then it was going to open on November 20th. And it's like, well, okay, let's hold off. And we don't know the reasons why at all, but you're right. If one thing is not in the mix, you want it to be perfect. And so they need more time. And unfortunately, anyone who booked, I know that's probably frustrating that, oh, now you got to find a different place to stay, or maybe you have a restaurant reservation. But it's a few weeks, and I think everything good is worth the wait. And I expect it to be, you know, top notch, like Station Casinos always is.
Yeah. And the folks at Station Casinos did say if you had a hotel or a dinner reservation, that they will either make arrangements at one of their sister properties for you, or put you on priority reservations after the opening on December 5th.
Yeah. And I love that the team members are going to be paid. They put that in a little statement that
they
sent out. So if you were, you know, supposed to head to work November 20th, and maybe you're not like in your restaurant working and serving and making tips, they're helping you out by giving you money. So that's really cool.
It is.
They always do it right over there.
Yeah.
Hey, Kylie Minogue launched her new show at Voltaire at the Venetian. And we did not go, but we have plenty of people that we know personally that did. And we're getting all sorts of feedback.
Yeah. I mean, one thing is for sure is that Kylie Minogue and her performance have been, well received is completely an understatement. People have loved that Kylie Minogue is back up on stage doing her thing here in Las Vegas.
I mean, she sold out like hotcakes.
Yeah.
That's an old school phrase, but did hotcakes sell really? I don't know.
I think we discussed this.
Anyway, and you know, they had to add shows. Even right before these shows were going to kick off, they did like some opening, some general admission and all that kind of thing. So listen, She is on demand. And from the people that have gone from what we've seen on social media and then personally, they said the show was fabulous. She sounded great. Her costumes were amazing. The room was energized and they just thought it was incredible and worth the wait.
Yeah. But as we have heard those reviews, we have also been hearing that there are some opportunities for improvement on the service side of things at the venue itself.
Yes. I mean, personal accounts from people that we know say, you know, the getting there and in was very frustrating. They waited 1 hour in one line, another hour in another line. They were asking some folks that were there from possibly the Venetian saying, hey, what do we do here? And they're like, we don't know. It's not our venue. We're not like, you know, and then once they got in, the service was slow. And that whole process was extremely frustrating to them because they'd spent a lot of money on the tickets. As expected, you would be frustrated. However, in the end, they said once she started and once the show went off, like it was amazing. So, you know, it was saved by Kylie Minogue.
Right.
But it was frustrating. And I know it's kind of like a buzzkill when you have to go in and wait so long and it's confusing and you don't know where to go and your service is slow because you're really hyped up and you spent a lot of money on the tickets.
Yeah. And I mean, part of that ticket price too is the service that you get inside. I mean, they were really touting this extended experience that culminates with the performance of the headliner who you're there to see. But I mean, they encourage people to get there early and to have bottle service. And I think they have some light bites in there too. Mm. So the service part was really being sold heavily with these ticket prices. So you would expect that it would be up to par.
Yeah.
But it could just be, you know, the kinks that you work out when you open a new venue too.
It is, you know, but it's like, yeah, it's a hard one. It's a hard one. There are always kinks, but I feel like there were multiple people that went that I know that said the same thing.
Yeah.
So it wasn't just like one table.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right,
like,
right, yes.
And apparently my friends who had gone, they said like, we asked the server was like, we just aren't ready. Finally, she or he was just like, there's no excuse. We're not ready. So that's unfortunate. However, I do think, like you said, kinks always bring improvement.
They do.
You know, you're either the first to see her and hey, you were the first to talk about it and you were the first there and you're going to have to deal with kinks. And then the next people that go are probably going to have a better experience.
100% agree. Yes.
So another comment was that they wish the stage was elevated a little bit because it's kind of all at one level.
Oh, interesting.
And the kind of runway that she walks down because you can't quite, you're not elevated because it's not
right.
Seated like an
so you
angle
have to
theater.
Kind of look through heads to see her.
Yeah. So hopefully maybe they'll raise that. There's a lot of comments underneath the obviously the Instagram posts and things like that, that even Voltaire put up themselves. So I'm sure they're taking all that in and going to make improvements.
But all in all, happy to have Kylie Minogue here in Las Vegas now performing in her new show over at Voltaire inside the Venetian.
Okay. I'm excited for this one, Sean.
Okay.
Mr. Telephone Man. Remember that song? All that.
Some New Edition.
New Edition is coming to the Wynn Las Vegas. I'm thrilled. 6 shows. It's their debut residency called New Edition Las Vegas. And it's going to be so good. I mean, I don't even know. I want to be at 1 show, 2 shows. Me and my friend Robin were talking the other day. We're like, all shows? Like, we want to be at every show.
Well, so I want to know, what was going on in Roselli's life during the New Edition
era?
Oh,
my gosh. Stuff was going on. I was young. It was fun. I was just starting to fall in love with boyfriends and the whole nine, you know? Oh, my gosh. Too much fun. Like, can you stand the rain? All of it. Anyway, they're coming to the Wynn at the Encore Theater, February 28th through Saturday, March 9th. 6 shows, tickets on sale, iconic hits, dance moves, The Flair. Bobby Brown's back with the group.
And maybe if they need another member, you can join them.
I think so. Front row, at least front row for at least one of the shows. I'm excited about it.
Oh my gosh. That's so fun. I mean, good for them.
Yeah.
That'll be great to have them here.
Definitely.
Something else we wanted to let you know about, Spiegelworld, that's the production group behind shows like Absinthe over at Caesar's Palace. They have come up with a very unique show that they're really excited to present. But if you blink, you're going to miss it.
Well, here's the thing. Absinthe, opium, what's the one?
Atomic Saloon.
If you've ever been to any of those shows, you know, A, when you leave, you'll never forget it because it's so memorable. B, it's a little raunchy, super funny, but also full of talent. And so you expect kind of outlandish, odd things from them sometimes.
Correct. That is a good way to put it.
So they have a show that is having its world premiere on November 15th, and it's for one night only. That's the headline.
So it'll be having the world premiere and the closing on the same night.
Yes. So we know the podcast launches on a Saturday and goes, you know, a lot of you listen later in the week. November 15th might be past you. But listen, they are doing a show and it's F1 related. And I just think this is super cool. They're doing a show that they were going to call Box Box, but apparently that's like Pit Stop or something in F1. And then they said lawyers were knocking on their door that they didn't want them to use that. So then they change it to Lights Out, which apparently means the race has started. Now they're hoping they don't get sued by NV Energy, they're saying. I mean, they're just so funny. The whole press release is just so hilarious. You can't help but not mention it. Anyway, doors are opening at 11. The show's at midnight, November 15th at the Cosmopolitan. It's right there attached to the Super Freako restaurant and bar that they have there. It's going to be really funny. Their mission was to create material for a tiny, stupid, fun show that explored why human beings are obsessed with the idea of very fast cars driving around a track.
All right.
So there you have it.
I mean, it will be a take on racing and racing fans that you have probably never heard or seen before.
Yeah. So sounds good. Hey, we went to a brunch on Sunday.
Yes,
at Villa Azor. We have talked many times about Villa Azor. It's a fun restaurant right there in the Venetian Grand Canal Shops. Newish. It's been open for a little bit more than a year, or exactly a year now.
Right around a year.
Yeah, and so they decided to try brunch out. They're trying it out. It's going to be 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. We went. The food was great.
It was so good.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, and I think that this is on their dinner menu too, but the Mediterranean salad is about one of the best salads I have ever had in my life.
It was great. It really was. That pizza was fantastic too. Mm. Really everything that we had was really, really good. So we look forward to going back and having brunch again. It's a nice, big, beautiful room. If you get a chance, check out Villa Azor.
Yeah, they start serving at 11. And then as you get into the later brunch hours, then the DJ music kicks up. It's more of a vibe.
Yeah.
We went early, which was good because I think we needed a
chill
brunch.
Yeah. We were just hopping back into our Vegas mode because we'd been away and hadn't really done much that week. So we were like, all right, it's time to Vegas again. Katy Perry, we talked about last week, so we won't harp on this. She's done with her residency show called Play over at Resorts World. But we did want to mention some sightings at her final show. This has been all the buzz on the internet.
Gosh, yeah.
Prince Harry was there and Meghan, Celine Dion. Cameron Diaz and her husband were there. Benji Madden? I always forget which Madden she's meant. Okay, Benji and the other one. Okay. Well, anyway, Benji and Cameron were there as well. There were a couple other people there, too, that were mentioned, but a star-studded crowd. And then she apparently went to XS Nightclub after and had a lot of fun. Orlando Bloom joined her. Even during her show, she introduced her daughter to the crowd. A lot of people haven't seen her. I think she's 3-year-old daughter. So what a great time. And she had her big going away party, I think, that weekend over at the Neon Museum.
Which is a super cool venue to celebrate a run of shows here in Las Vegas. And I mean, it's an iconic spot.
Yeah. And she always talks about how she did that show. And it's interesting because she's in the Resorts World Theater where the Stardust used to stand, and that her grandmother...
Well, her aunt was a showgirl there.
Yep.
And her grandma was a seamstress for the showgirl show.
Right.
So she's got deep roots here in Las Vegas.
Yeah. So when she was at the Neon Museum, I guess that's what I was leading to. She takes a lot of pictures in front of the Stardust sign.
Oh, that's really cool.
Isn't that cool? And she was
cool.
Her and her crew, and she was excited to see it. So yeah, Vegas is a cool place to have a final show. Let me tell you, because there's so many things to do to celebrate. And she enjoyed it.
She sure did. She was up in the DJ booth having a good old time.
Yep.
Congratulations again to Katy Perry and everyone involved in her show. There's going to be an opening ceremony before all the Formula One racing action happens here in Las Vegas. And there are a bunch of people who are taking part, music artists who are taking part in this opening ceremony. We've got a couple new additions. That have just come out. Not new addition, but new additions.
I'm not even sure if we talked about this. I know we did this in our entertainment report, but John Legend and Tiesto have been added to the mix, so that's really cool. Other people that are going to be performing at the opening: Journey, Keith Urban, Steve Aoki, 30 Seconds to Mars, Will.i.am, Blue Man Group, Cirque du Soleil. I was reading some of the comments under a social media post, and they were like, you know, can we spread that out? Like, save some for the weekend.
Yeah, no kidding.
So, because they're like, that's a really good lineup. So, I know tickets are limited, but if you want to check out F1LasVegasGP.com for tickets to purchase them, I think they said there's going to be about 30,000 people there at that show.
Wow.
Yeah. So it should be interesting. And that's November 15th, right here in Las Vegas, as they kick off F1.
Somebody else who is going to be in town for the Formula One race is celebrity chef Gordon Ramsay. Yeah. He's a big race fan. He's been to these F1 races around the world. But even before F1 kicks off, he's going to be filming episodes for his new show. It's coming up on Fox. It's called Idiot Sandwich. Okay. We're told that show episodes are going to be filmed out in front of the Hell's Kitchen restaurant right there at Caesar's Palace. I know since September, they've been accepting applications for contestants on this show, which is going to be a sandwich making competition show.
Interesting.
So he says, if you have the best sandwich recipe, I want it, and you could win a cash prize, and more importantly, the title of being Gordon Ramsay's Idiot Sandwich.
Listen, anything he touches goes to gold, so...
It really does.
And who doesn't love a good sandwich? I don't feel like there's a sandwich-making show, so you'd think, like, how did he think of that? Well, it's so simple.
Sandwiches are amazing.
They are.
And last time I sat down with Gordon Ramsay here in Las Vegas, I asked him some questions from social media. And one of the questions was actually about an idiot sandwich.
And Jason wants to know the best condiment for an idiot sandwich.
Butter, so those slices of bread stick on your ears f-ing longer.
Brilliant.
Signature Gordon Ramsay. He just beep beep all the time.
He says it like it is.
Okay. You know?
No air date has yet been announced for Gordon Ramsay's Idiot Sandwich, but we will let you know when we find out more.
Well, we told you that the Rio was going through some renovations, some very welcome renovations, right? And something that they just announced, it's actually not opening too long from now. It's in January of 2024, is the Canteen Food Hall. And that, Sean, is going to be in the former space of the Carnival World Buffet that used to be like the number one buffet in Las Vegas.
It was. I mean, this was year after year after year voted the best buffet in Las Vegas because it was, I mean, it was definitely the largest buffet,
right?
But it was really good on top of just being big.
Lots of seafood.
Tons.
Yeah, which people anything really love at a buffet when they're in Vegas, right? So this new Canteen Food Hall, food halls are becoming the thing now. We're in food hall season.
We are.
And we're in immersive, and now we're in food hall. I mean, once something takes off, it just keeps going until it doesn't anymore. But food halls are very popular, and they're going to have some Las Vegas favorites in there, and then they're also going to have a lineup of some first-to-market concepts so that we haven't seen here in Las Vegas. So you'll be able to go in and pick what you want to eat, sit at a table. If you've got people who don't want, you know, the same thing, they can get a burger while this person can go get some seafood and that kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm excited that entire Carnival World buffet space is being reimagined and some new life in there. Canteen Food Hall, again, opening in January over at the Rio.
All right, Sean, well, we talked about Villa Azor, and after I left brunch, I went over to the Virgin Hotel Las Vegas to see Frank Marino's Royal Tea Party. And this was a show that started at 2 o'clock, and it was over there at the Shag Room at Virgin, which I haven't visited before. Great space.
Yeah, I mean, that is quite the Sunday lineup. You start with brunch, then go for a spot of tea with some drag mixed in.
I know, and just wait. And it wasn't your kind of tea that you're thinking. There's more, by the way, in my tips about something else that I did after that. But it's not that kind of tea. It's a boozy tea.
Ooh.
So there's a cocktail list.
Okay.
And you pick which one you want. It's a mixture. They have different kinds. And then you get it served in a teapot, and you pour it in your glass, but it's alcoholic drink. You can get it non-alcoholic if you want.
I don't think I've ever had a boozy tea.
I know.
An iced tea, I guess.
Something different, right?
Yeah.
Then a tower of some little desserts and chocolates and also some little finger sandwiches. So, and then there was a drag show, which was great. And Frank has really upped his game. Now, Frank is the diva of Las Vegas. It goes way back. Iconic. Used to perform over at the Riviera. And then moved all over the strip, and his show Divas that he's produced for years. He was also headlining over at Legends in Concert. So Frank brings it, and he looked fabulous, first of all. And then he had a cast of divas that he has really, went out and searched for to kind of get some updated folks, like as in like updated, you know, current artists that are divas, the old and the new.
Right.
So he mixed in, he had the Cher and the Celine, but he also had the Taylor Swift and Pink and Rihanna and Kelly Clarkson and all sorts of, I can't even think right off the top of my head. It was a long list of performers. They brought it. The room was on fire. Everyone loved it. And it was just such a good time. And you know, all that music. Oh, there was Beyonce there and just all sorts of characters, great music, a lot of fun and very unique kind of afternoon. I loved it.
Yeah. Well, you were sending me videos.
Yeah.
of the tea party as it was happening. I was like, oh my gosh, this is great.
It is. It's great. And it's an intimate venue. So everyone was into it.
Yeah.
Dollar bills were flowing. And it was just a lot of fun. They really played to the crowd. Frank's doing another one. That is November 26th. If you'd like to go, it's the Royal Tea Party. You can do you can go in there starting at 11 o'clock. The doors open at the show part of it.
Oh, good.
Starts at 2 o'clock over there at the Virgin Hotels, Las Vegas.
Nice. And congratulations to Frank and everyone with the show.
Yeah.
Hey, Rod Stewart has just announced his final Las Vegas shows, more than a decade of performing over there at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace. And he's going to wrap things up next summer, July 24th through August 7th. There's going to be seven shows that wrap up his long, long run over there. Maybe the soccer balls will make an appearance for the final show. But Rod Stewart, been bringing the hits for years.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting because he's talking about, he's ending his run. Adele says she's ending her run. So what's going to come in the Coliseum?
I know there's
in place of these guys.
A lot of room to fill.
And, and someday we're going to have to talk about, this is a total side note, but you talked about Rod Stewart and it made me think recently you and I in September were at the Italian American Club.
Oh my God.
And there was a Rod Stewart
yes,
impersonator.
There was.
That has lived in Las Vegas a long time. He stopped by the table. I got to pull his card out because that night turned into a whole fiasco with my family. But I forgot about that until you, and we'll talk about that. But he was good.
He was great.
He was great, right? We were kind of like, is that Rod Stewart? And then we were like, oh, wait, no, it's not.
Well, my sister was like hitting my arm. She was like, Rod Stewart is here. I was like, no, Rod Stewart is not here.
This is Vegas. Everyone looks like someone else.
But then I was like,
maybe.
I guess he could be here.
He could be, right? So anyway, that's funny. But listen, Rod, ending his shows over at the Coliseum, as we said, they could always come back at some point. But July 24th to August 7th is the final run. If you want to go see Rod, that's your time.
Let's do some tips.
Okay, so Sean, after I went to the Royal Tea Party, after I went to Villa Azor, I went to Cassie Beach House because then I was hungry again.
That's a big day.
A group of friends, we said, let's go over to Cassie Beach. I had never been, and I just want to tell everyone about this great space. They had a great patio that sits right by the pool there at Virgin. People were in the pool in early November.
Really?
Because apparently they keep their pool open longer and heat it.
Oh.
And they say so many people come in from out of town from like cold country that they're ready to go in the pool. And so people were swimming. I loved it. But it was a beautiful day, beautiful inside and outside on the patio. But I had something that I think everyone needs to have. And it was to die for. One of the best things that I've had in a very long time for an appetizer, okay?
I'm excited about this because you don't say this lightly.
No. This bread. Okay. It's called the mezze platter. It's on the menu, and it includes like a whipped eggplant, a white bean dip with salsa rosa, a whipped ricotta and honey, and then it comes out with this oven-roasted bread. And it was ridiculous. Okay. It was like blown up where you know, like in a ball.
Yeah.
And so you have to like poke it to make it go down. And it's cooked in the pizza oven. And I don't know, it was like a buttery, flavory. You pull it apart and then you put it in the, I mean, this ricotta and with honey whipped thing was incredible. And I just literally ate like 80% of the, it was so, and then it comes out with veggies too that are delicious. It was such a great platter. It's $25 on the brunch menu. Delicious, delicious, delicious. I can't even tell you that if you look for something to pick at, and you want to sit, even if you just want to go for a glass of wine and have this, it was amazing. So Cassie Beach House at Virgin Hotel.
That's, I like that.
Yeah.
And that sounds delicious.
It was delicious.
I might need to go and,
yeah,
and try that.
Do it.
Hey, this other tip this week is from a listener from Clinton. And Clinton, thank you for emailing us and sharing this with us. This has to do with getting to and from the airport, especially if you have a group of people with you. Clinton, and if you're renting a car, that helps also.
Yeah.
So Clinton says, you know what? It's a great idea if you have a group of people with your rental car to go drop them off at the airport, let them be in the long lines at baggage. You go to the rental car place, drop it off, take the shuttle back over to the airport. And that is a huge time saver. So you and five other people, if you have a family with you or friends, don't have to all go through that rental car process. And then when you get back to the airport, then you're ready to go.
I know. So drop them off with the bags, let them check in, check the bags, go through security. Then when you show up, you go right through with your boarding pass through security and meet them at the gate.
Yep.
Great time saver. And Clinton says, I think, didn't he used to drive? He used to work at the rental car center. So he said, this is a tip that I want to pass on for folks.
Right.
So I love that. What a great idea. Drop everyone off. Then it just takes away all that stuff. I never would have thought of that.
I wouldn't either, because I know when I've gone to the rental car facility, there can be sometimes big groups of people that are all there together, and you don't want to do that.
And then you got to put all your bags now on the shuttle.
Right.
Then take the shuttle to the thing. Oh my gosh, this is great. Thank you, Clinton. And if you have ideas for us at home and you're listening, ideas@vegas-revealed.com. We love your tips. We appreciate them.
We want to thank our sponsors of our show, Vegas Near Me, also Hotworks Infrared Fitness Studios. Mention Vegas Revealed when you go in and get that $99 enrollment fee waived.
Yeah, it is such a bonus. Listen, it's the season where we're going to be doing get-togethers, parties, we're going to be drinking, we're going to be eating, and it's going to be stressful because families are going to start talking about politics, and you just need to go to Hotworks and de-stress because it is a mood boost. I promise you, I look forward to it every single night. I look forward to it, but I can't go every night, so I'm always like, ah. But anyway, yeah.
You do like going.
I do like going.
It is a mood booster for sure.
It is.
And thank you also hugely to our show subscribers. If you'd like to become a subscriber starting at just $3 a month, we have a link down in our show notes.
Yeah. And take care of yourself, everyone. Everyone I know has colds. It's all going around.
It is. It's so, the season.
Yeah. Prep yourself, especially if you're coming to Vegas for F1. We hope everyone has a great time. Our next podcast will drop like during the middle of F1.
Yeah.
So really, this is kind of our chance to talk about it. Also wanted to quickly mention, lots going on with the Culinary Union. There was a strike planned. They did come up with a tentative deal with Caesars. We're recording on a Wednesday. We are sure so much has changed. So keep on our social media to get updates on that.
And we will be back next week with episode 195.
We got bills to pay. Packing up a suitcase. Let's take a holiday.